And what happens, even if you've got this big goal, and even if you put the money to give it some purpose, what will happen is your unconscious mind will continuously in the background, nah, you can't. Even if you say, oh, I could charge that, no, you can't. Or I can achieve that, no, you can't, because you've never done it before. Or somebody told you way back when that you couldn't.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett. And today I am joined by Vivian Joy. She enjoys, that's her website. She's known as a provocative master coach and has a signature mindset reset method, which quickly uncovers and unblocks old beliefs. This allows business owners the confidence to joyfully learn and earn authentically and consistently by building the missing foundations of sales, marketing, and strategy. Now, there's a load more stuff on her website, which is going to be available in the show notes. So we'll just crack on, find out a little bit about her, ask her some questions, and she tells me that she's going to ask me some questions and put me on the spot. So that's a nice thing for a change. But here we go. Vivian, absolute pleasure to have you on my podcast.
Thank you for having me.
That's no problem. It's a pleasure. So tell me a bit about yourself that I haven't covered off there. Or, you know, just it's a Goals Do Come True podcast. So just, you know, just pile it.
I think the official bio reminder, because it's not until you hear it read back and you're like, oh, yeah, it's what I do. You'll spend so much time doing it, but I don't remember what I do. That's quite odd, isn't it? But, yeah, that's exactly what I do. But I am known for asking the questions to people, not their conscious mind, but their unconscious mind. Because we're all moving around in our life and the unconscious is doing all of the directing and the conscious mind is just doing the doing, really. It's kind of just the primal thing that's having to kind of do the do. So, yeah, help people understand why if they're not doing their goals or they're not even creating goals or whatever they say they're going to do, because we've all done that business plan. So I work with business owners and we've all done that business plan or even a life plan and then put it in a drawer and forgotten about it. It seemed like a good idea at the time. And you may have been to a workshop. Listening to, and you've got it all excited and motivated, and then you come out of there and then you sleep and the next day you forget all about it
and life takes over. Normal life takes over.
So creating a goal that is aligned without getting all woo-woo, there may be some woo listeners, I hate that phrase, but that's the only way to describe it, but it has to be aligned, i.e. your unconscious has to agree. So we could sit here today, Doug, and I'm pretty sure you could help me create a wealth plan of where I was going to go in my business and who I was going to help. Like I've got a foundation that I've launched so that I know where my money goes because I don't have any children. So I kind of had this, I realized I wasn't achieving my own goal because I had no reason to have the money. Like I was like, well, okay, if you have a £1 million business, Vivian, what are you going to do with the money? And I just couldn't find, I know it sounds silly because you're like, oh, well, I'll help you spend it. I'll buy houses and boats and holidays. But for me, I've been and done that in previous businesses. And it was like, well, hang on, you haven't got any children. At the time when I started this business, I didn't have any partner. So it was like, well, what the hell for? So I kind of had the drive, but no end goal, which I know is what you're saying to people, is if there's no goal, there's no bloody point, is there? So that's what I decided. So I created the She Enjoys Life Foundation with the acronym SELF, because actually there has to be more in it than yourself most of the time. So most people have a goal that isn't usually about money, because money is just a currency, it's an energy, it's an exchange. There's normally something that needs to happen with it. So the brain has to know the end goal, the objective. It's not just have £1 million. It's like, what am I going to do with that? So lots of stuff around law of manifestation and all that kind of stuff. There's plenty of videos and books and things you can, films you can watch around that. But actually, if somewhere in your past you created a belief that you weren't worthy or that you couldn't ever achieve or that you weren't capable, then what happens, even if you've got this big goal and even if you put the money to give it some purpose, what will happen is your unconscious mind will continuously in the background, nah, you can't. Even if you say, oh, I could charge that, no, you can't. Or I can achieve that, no, you can't, because you've never done it before. Or somebody told you way back when that you couldn't. So silly examples of this. So some people might know they want to go somewhere and they might even set a goal, Doug, and you might have had this happen. I've had it happen. I have it with weight loss. Like I continuously go, right, I'm going to lose 4 pounds this week. And then before I know it, I'm eating ice cream. And I'm like, well, hang on a minute. You said you were going to do this. We know we want to lose weight and yet we're staying stuck. And it's exactly the same in life. And what happens is somewhere way back when someone told us we have to be that or we have to do that or it's more important to stay there, some sort of higher power of authority. Like I published a book, same as you have, and I remember when I was about 7, I had a teacher called Mrs. Parsons who was about 62 foot. That's how she seemed to me when I was 7 anyway. She probably was quite tall. And I remember once I was sitting at my desk writing, as you do, you know how you had the lines back then. I don't know if you're old enough to remember that, but you had to write between the lines. I don't know if they do that now. But to write between the lines, and Mrs. Parsons stood there and she looked down at my work. Now, my 7-year-old head made some assumptions in that moment of what Mrs. Parsons was thinking. And I remember looking at her thinking, oh my God, my writing's not good enough. I'm going to get told off. And I was scared. So when there's an emotional experience that goes with a belief, that's how we create our belief map, and that's what rules us. So can I just tell you that when I went and did some hypnosis around this years and years ago, because I was didn't like my writing, I thought I could never write, which is hilarious, as a published author now, it turned out that Mrs. Parsons way back when didn't do anything or say anything. It was just my perception of how she was looking at me. So all these years, I was like, well, Mrs. Parsons didn't think I was any good and she was the expert because she was teaching me. So there's a whole load of this ridiculous, tiny little crap that goes on in the back of the mind that stops people from achieving stuff. Most people are scared of public speaking. Most people are scared of, you know, doing video. Most people are scared of really speaking out because at some point at school they did so and were made to feel stupid. So there's a whole load of that stuff. So yeah, that in a nutshell is what I do. And once you realize what's blocking you and unblock it, then those goals become way more achievable and actually you create bigger goals. So you showed me before we came on this stuff, she says, turning it around, that you created a little notebook with loads of goals.
I did.
This is that notebook. Look at that, yeah. So when you created those, did you know you were going to achieve them, is my question.
No, I read a book. I read a Brian Tracy book, okay, because that's like how old I am. Thank you. I, your nice little reference there to whether or not I did lined at school. Yes, yeah. And I got the cane. You know, it's like...
It didn't exist when I was at school. Oh, well, I never got it. I was obviously good
enough. Yeah, obviously. Obviously, I did, but that was only because I never turned up to PE. That wasn't my gig. So did I know? Well, the thing is, I wrote them down because Brian Tracy said, write your goals down on a day-by-day basis. And then it's like... And the book got tucked away. Just got put in the drawer and I didn't find it till 5, 6, 7 years later. And the mad thing is, 10 out of 11 of the things that I'd written down on a consistent basis, only for 10 days or so, had actually been achieved.
Yeah.
So I sort of figured, well, you know, it's worked once. Maybe I ought to repeat it, you know? I'd say it's something that we often do, isn't it? It's like we come up with an amazing idea, we implement it, it works tremendously well. And then for some reason we stopped doing it. And then like 2 years later, it's like that tremendously wonderful thing that we created. Why did we stop doing it? So anyway, so I picked up the goals again and sort of essentially turned my life around, really. Yeah. I'm still not achieving at the level that I think I should.
Should? Well, should's an interesting word to say to a mindset coach.
Well, you know, I just thought I'd throw it out there, let you know what is it, I'll let you tap them in.
What do you believe stops you from achieving at the level you think you should then? Because that's the trick, that's that little thing in the back. You see, you come to a certain place. So I do a lot of money mindset stuff because we have a ceiling where we think, oh, we can't possibly go there. And it could be anything. Like maybe during that time that you were doing the work with Brian Tracy, through reading his stuff, you decided that was the financial ceiling. Maybe it was 6 figures, 5 figures, 7 figures, whatever. And actually then to get further, you have to then break that in your unconscious because that's been set. It's like some people don't ever think they can earn more than £30 an hour. That's a true story. I experienced that a lot through coaching people, and others wouldn't get out of bed for less than £300 an hour. So it's just about what we decide. So somewhere along the line, Doug, you've made a decision.
Well, I've got a clear six-figure mindset then. Because all of the figures in this book are six figures. You know, yeah. They started off at 100, then 200 and 250, and it was all turnover.
Because
everybody out there in the world, you know, I'm not earning, like, I'm not paying tax on $250,000, all right? You know, my life is a little bit more modest than that, just in case. You know, anybody's listening and they want to borrow.
Non-revenue watching, anyway, yes, your mindset is actually you can turn over that, but you can only earn that. So there's definitely a gap there as well. So I've got a friend who, she's fascinating. She's very incredible. In fact, you'd love to interview her. She has a seven-figure business. So she's Canadian. She's in Canada. And her things that I speak to on a regular basis, daily we message each other, but her mindset around money is quite different to mine because I don't as yet have a seven-figure mindset. No, it's definitely not. Even though my brain might go, oh, yeah, wouldn't it be lovely? But hers definitely has and always has. Like I talked to her about where, you know, when she was, you know, in her early 20s, and where she decided that, she didn't have any point of reference on why she couldn't. So there was nobody telling her she couldn't. She didn't have parents that only earned, you know, 30 grand a year. She didn't have a sister or a brother. She had nobody telling her she couldn't. So in her head, she didn't have that ceiling. This is quite interesting, isn't it? The work I do is pretty fascinating. Yeah. What would happen if you bumped your ceiling or removed it altogether? Imagine there was no ceiling. What would happen?
I'd buy a second Harley Davidson and I could probably justify it. At the moment, there's no justification because you can only ride one bike, right?
But one arse, yeah. Yes. Mind you, that's like saying women should only have one pair of shoes then. I've got about 400 pairs. That's the true story.
No, I think, well, my wife refers to me as Imelda Marcos, so because I like shoes as well, but. Me in touch with my feminine side, obviously.
Maybe. Oh, I think, well, I mean, we go on a clubhouse room together, don't we? And you're just the only guy with a group of women. So you must be in touch with your emotional side rather than the feminine side. So the emotional side is the feminine, as we call it. But yeah, you must be. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to survive. We're all quite boisterous as well, aren't we? We're all quite
full on, I think the phrase is.
Yeah, we are a bit dominant, but you love it. Yeah, every time I meet someone and they'll say, well, I want to achieve this, but I keep getting in my own way. That's the phrase that I hear most. Or I keep blocking it or I sabotage it. And those are the signs that you can probably notice for yourself and actually anybody listening and watching this. Those are the signs that there is a block. Like if you get to a certain place in any part of life, be it, you know, weight loss, relationships, you know, some people that have got commitment issues, it's because they don't believe they can keep that relationship or they're not worthy of it. They will self-sabotage that relationship. They'll start being bad. Or, you know, doing something to mess up the relationship. Same with businesses. Many clients will come to me and say, oh, you know, it was going really, really well. I had all these leads. And then for some reason, I stopped following the leads up. Like you say, got this proven fantastic strategy that you just go, oh, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. That's your brain saying, no, you can't possibly earn more. You can't possibly do more. We feel safe back where you were before.
So that's an interesting thing. And I've got a question for you on that. Can you sort that out? I mean, you know. How much sort of therapy do you need?
Well, I'm a coach and I am qualified as a therapist. I'm an NLP master and trainer, so I train coaches and kind of at the top of the game certification and experience wise. But yeah, what you need to understand, so if you imagine your brain is a three-year-old, this is the way I describe it, you know, with tantrums and fears and a lack of understanding of the world, because it pretty much is, you have to help your unconscious mind know that it'll be safe when we get to the next level. Imagine if you were trying to take a child to school for the first time, and I don't know if you've got children, but anybody listening to this, like it's scared, like it doesn't know what's going to happen. It's having a tantrum. You're a bit scared because you don't know how the kid's going to respond. And that is the energy that goes on inside. So actually, once you can assure that child that it's going to have a great time, it's going to have a fantastic, it's going to be okay, and that it can come back to base, then actually that child will go to school and have a great time. And then before it knows it, school is normal. And so this is those small steps towards goals that I'm sure you probably talk about and you've had other people talk about, is that next step, those small quantum changes that change the comfort zone, the acceptability level, or the safety zone, which is what the brain is always, the primal brain was created to keep us safe. Like, we need to know when danger is. We have sixth sense, we have the fight, flight and freeze, all designed to keep us physically safe and alive and to procreate. That's what we're designed for. Of course, we haven't evolved at all. I'm sure you've heard everybody talking about that. But when you put that in what your unconscious mind is doing, it's basically, oh no, Doug, you don't want to go any further than that. What if you had all that profit? What would you do if you had two Harley Davidsons? Now, come on, which one would you ride and how would your wife feel and what would the world think and how safe would it be? Your brain just goes through a whole, oh no. So as a coach, mine and whoever else, you know, you would be talking to, our job is to help you perceive that and just believe that and kind of be able to achieve that. That's the next step. That's the next level. Because once you can kind of go, oh yeah, I do a lot of visualization, a lot of timeline therapy stuff where you can actually, but rather than going back in the past, because there are answers there, but not for the future. It's like, oh, hang on a minute. That would be amazing. So if I could do some work with you, Doug, I would have you imagining the difference it would make in your life to have whatever else you wanted and literally live that life in your mind, because the brain doesn't know the difference between fact and fiction. So you can start to try it on, this kind of dream state that everybody talks about. And once you decide it's safe there and you like it there, what happens is your brain thinks you're already there and your behaviours will start to naturally shift and change. It won't be, oh my God, I've got to get up and do this work or change this. It'll be like, ooh, this possibility, what will happen if? Yes, I'll get a step closer to that goal. So very different energy rather than writing it all down and looking at it, which is very powerful though, because by what you did there is by looking at it, your brain was saying, oh, well, I've already achieved that. I've already bought that house or that car or that whatever it was in your goal book. What's in your goal book? I'm dying to know. Tell me, what's in the goal book?
What's in the goal? Let's see. It's falling apart now. I've got a new one, which I think is at home in the back of my jeans. So
you won't be as anchored to that, though. The old one is the best one, definitely.
The old one. So this is the crazy thing. 18th of November 2019. So every now and again, I put a date on it because obviously I didn't date it. I knew that the first goals were written in 2004 because I completed the London Marathon, which I did in 2005. So I knew it was at least a year or so before then, because running the marathon wasn't even a possibility, you know. Gosh, 200 yards on the running machine and I was ready to throw up.
Yeah, so, that's me. Also me.
Yeah. So,
well done, then.
So what we got, I earn £350,000 per annum. I live in an immaculate house. I have 3 months holiday each year. I have X amount of money that I'm looking after, and that's client money. Happily married to Bonnie. I'm very tidy. I touch paper once. I have a successful speaking career. I have written my first book.
Wow.
And I have £50,000 in my second business account. So some of those are happening. Some of them have happened. Some of them are still work in progress, but that was like a couple of years ago now. Well, in fact, it was 18 months ago. And the reason that figure is there, because I know a higher goal was £500,000, but then I sold a big chunk of my business and I got that money twice on 2 years.
You see, this is why, though, because what you did is you decided what you wanted, but you weren't too kind of fussy about how you got there. Like, it sounds like, so yeah, if somebody says, I want £500,000, I think sometimes, especially the really logical minded people, be the male or female, that want all the detail. And what happens is they get all tied up in the detail rather than letting the brain and the unconscious and everything else energy decide. I liken it to the sat nav. Like, so if I'm going to travel to Aberdeen and I live in London, I'm not going to put the postcode into the sat nav and then argue with it all the way and decide I want to go off route in a different way. I'm just going to allow it to take me because that internal guidance system, i.e. in that example, is the sat nav. Knows, and it knows better. It's being given information that's up to date about traffic, etc. And so do you. So does your internal guidance system. And a lot of people get too hedged up with it. So yeah, you did achieve it, just in a different way. Well done. Much easier by the sound of things. Yeah.
Well, as it turns out. So you know,
that manifestation is a big piece as well. I don't know if you've had anybody on here talking about it, but I remember, how long ago now? About 8 years ago, I was on a retreat. It was a spiritual development retreat. I say that lightly. We were doing manifestation stuff, and I remember one of the women on there saying, "What would change your life?" And at the time, yeah, it must have been about 7 years ago, I was heavily in debt. I was just split with my husband, and I was buying him out of the business and houses, fully into property development. And I just remember saying, $100,000 would change everything. I could pay off that, I could pay off this, and have a start again. And within 48 hours, I inherited £100,000. You call that what you want, but I don't.
Yeah, no, I've gone all goosebumply.
It was, yeah, I didn't wish that person to pass, but they were on their way. But that certainly, I didn't think I'd be in the, was a big shock. And I couldn't believe it. I got the call while I was on the retreat, and there was 12 of us on there. I'm like that. Oh, I said, you want to be careful what you wish for, because every molecule, every part of you is listening to everything you say. So that was the game changer for me. And it took me to, but of course I got what I asked for, and I ended up on ground zero. So I had to start. So I look back and go, I wish I'd asked for more. That's okay. So she just said, I want a couple
quarter of a million.
So, but my self-worth issues at that point didn't allow that. So yeah, we all have a floor and a ceiling, and everything in between is around our beliefs and what we've experienced in life. So everything is listening. Every part of you, everything you say to yourself is creating your reality. Yeah, so part of it. Yeah. So what's next for you? Which parts have not yet happened, and what is blocking you from having those? Because some of them are manifesting beautifully for you. You're really on the mission. Which ones are not?
That's mean. I'm supposed to be the interviewer, the interviewee. Right, but hey, why not? Why not? Right, what's
people pay me good money for this? You should be glad.
Yeah, no. It's a bit of therapy, but I know my podcasts are normally only 20 minutes long. How long have you got, right?
I usually do 2-hour breakthroughs, but I haven't got time for that today. But
No.
As quickly as you want, though, Doug. You can do it in the next minute if you like.
I'm a member of this organization. It's called the Million Dollar Roundtable, and it's representative of the top 5% of financial advisors globally. Okay. So when you qualify for that, you think, well, I'm the bee's knees. And then you find out that there's two higher levels. So there's Million Dollar Roundtable qualification, then there's Quarter the Table qualification, then there's Top of the Table qualification. So Top of the Table qualification is like top half of 1% probably globally. So I've qualified a number of times at Quarter of the Table. I want to qualify at Top of the Table. And all of my peers all seem to be Top of the Table members, right? All my mates that I go to and spend time with, and they're all Top of the Table members, and I'm not. And I tell myself the reason I'm not is because I am too lazy. You know, I'd like to, but it's not that important. It is important to me, but it's not that important to me. And it's like, well, you know, you've just sold the business for a chunk, and do you want to be that driven? And shouldn't you be taking it a little bit easier? You know, you don't want to work 5 days a week, certainly don't want to work the weekends, and maybe have Fridays off. And it's like, well, how am I going to manage to fit all of that in? How am I going to be able to achieve that on the 4 days a week, whole of June, whole of December off? Because December, it's like, I just want to party. You know, you get all the invitations. I just want to go have a couple of beers if I have a couple of beers and not worry about my performance the following day. So I just write the whole of December off. And June is when I go to the States for the conference ordinarily. So
listen,
I want
to
be
all this now. Look at all the objections we've got to having the next level or the ultimate level of success, actually. Lots of reasons why we can't. Can you now understand why you're not? There's lots of reasons, the things you'll have to give up to go, like you think you'll have to let go to the next level. And actually, you just need to cut that question you just asked yourself, which is a beautiful parting gift from me that you actually gifted to yourself, is how can I keep those things and achieve that? And once your brain can work that out, and you're a very intelligent man, Doug, I mean, you've got such a level of success and understanding about how it all works anyway, how can I? Like all those little tiny things, write them all down and work out each one. How can I? You know, do I have another team member? Do I have this? How can I? That's the possibilities rather than the blockage and keeping yourself stuck. So everyone's stuck somewhere. That's why I've got a job for life. Everyone's stuck somewhere. Some people don't realize they're stuck. They just think they're lazy or not wanting it enough. But that not wanting it enough is the get out of jail free card. That's the, oh, well, only if. And if I did put maximum effort in, then I would achieve it. Which Stephen Covey is one of my favorite authors. And that is, to know and not yet do is to not yet know. So you think, oh, well, I could do it. I could if I put maximum effort in. It's just your unconscious going, actually, you don't know if you can. And so it's safer to just sit here and go, oh, well, I'm a bit lazy and I don't, and I'm all right here. So you won't know until
you are so mean. You are so
mean. I know, right? So happens when you bring a provocative money mindset, business mindset coach into the room. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense though, right?
No, it certainly does. It certainly does.
Yeah. It does, yes.
No, it's like, oh gosh, you've nailed it in like less than 10 minutes.
Thank you. That's why
I'm
a laser coach. Yes, that's right. Yes.
Less than 5 minutes. Yeah. We haven't spoken about goals at all, or have we? I think I need to have you on again sometime because
a lot of goals, yes.
Because there's a lot of stuff there that's, you know, bubbling. There's a lot that, you know, there's lots of little bits and pieces there that we can unpick, and there's like whole balls of wool.
I'm happy to unpick you, Doug, personally or in public. I'm happy. But the thing is, if you're helping people, which you clearly are, with the goal setting process and the achievement and how to manage that financial success when they get there, which I know is your thing, then actually it's really important maybe that they hear your journey, because they couldn't hear you from 2004 to, you know, from 14, but they can hear you from this point forward. And that is really powerful, because most people don't know this stuff. They don't know what's going on in the background. They're thinking what you're thinking there, or I'm just too lazy, or I've got a nice life. Or, and some people get stuck at places they're not so comfortable as well. They're just like, oh, I'll just put up with it. We find workarounds. So to be able to unpick that journey, I'll be happy to come here anytime and do what I love doing and help you to do more of what you love doing and to hit the, what's it called? The top table.
Top of the table, $1 million round table qualification. That's the thing. So look, we've had our time, I think. We've ended on me being picked apart. We're going to make sure, tell us very, very quickly what sort of people should get in touch with you, right?
I coach mainly women, not because I like coaching men. They're much easier because you have a different logical approach to things, whereas women get all emotionally tied up in the, oh, I can't, and the feelings around it. Whereas men, they go, oh, I get it, and they just change it. So much bigger change and shifts happen for men. People who want more emotionally as well as financially, because there's a whole lot of emotional stuff tied up in this financial thing, this pride, this achievement, the kind of sense of what, you know, what you probably told you could never achieve, I would imagine, is sitting back there, Doug, somewhere. So actually that all sits with it. So anybody that feels like they're stuck, or they know they want to go somewhere but they keep messing themselves up, keep getting in their own way, they're the people that I want to help. And as you can see, I can do that really quickly because I love that. And I'm very impatient. Like, I'm not going to do hours of therapy. There's none of that shit going on. That's why I couldn't be a therapist. I'm an NLP master coach, because it's about understanding. Once you get it and you understand what's keeping you there, you can't stay there anymore. Because now you're like, oh, no, I can't stay there now. So watch and see what happens next.
I'm now accountable to the whole wide world. Thank you for that.
At least on your podcast and wherever I post this on your behalf as well.
Yes, thank you very much.
Just on that note, obviously I'm going to post this across my channels. What is it that you can help people with? What do you help people with?
That's very kind of you to give me a plug on my own show. That's really awesome.
Why not?
Yeah,
Why not?
That's super. Basically, it's very, very simple. Both my parents died aged 64 and 63 within 12 weeks of each other. They were a year or so away from everything being great. My dad retiring, and then he would have all the time available to spend time with my mum and all the rest of it. And that never happened. So my goal is to help people know that work is optional. considerably sooner than they probably think. So, you know, we do have people that have retired 10 years earlier than they thought they were going to be, 3 years earlier, 2 years. But if people are carrying on working and they because they love working, but they know that they can call it a day if they want to call it a day, it makes the job so much easier anyway and so much more enjoyable knowing that you can walk away if people tick you off. So that's what I do. I help people put their plans together and see their future probably better than they have previously so that work is optional.
Nice. So you bring the, once they've decided and they've connected with their unconscious and let themselves release to go where you help them physically do it, like help them get the money side done.
Good. Absolutely.
I don't
absolutely
do that bit. The irony of the whole thing is one of my first jobs was financial services and I decided that bit wasn't for me. So that's hilarious. So it's like we've gone full circle because, of course, the belief and the desire is nothing without the achievement and the money and the freedom is there. So, you know, between the two of us, we definitely can help people get that. So thank you for that. I'll put you across my channels because I don't do that bit. So I have no desire to put together a money plan or any sort of goals in the way of that. So, yeah, great. Thank you, Doug. Thank you for having me as your guest.
No, it's been an absolute pleasure. And I know that you've got lots of little programs so people can test you. You know, they can have a little taster of some joy.
Well, I think the best one they can, if you want to put a link anywhere, is a 15-minute laser coaching call. And you just saw what happens in 10. So, and what that call is designed is A, to experience it like you just have, where you're sitting going, shit. And also then to realize what the real block is. Because I think once you realize that, you can make your own decision as to how to move forward. And a lot of people don't know what their blocks are. So, yeah. So I do that for free because I love it. I'm slightly addicted to it, actually. So, yeah, your people can all get that. I'll give you a link.
Very powerful, very, very useful, very generous. And everybody, Vivian Joy, it's been a joy. We'll catch up soon.
Wonderful. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review and subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'd love to hear about your goals. You can share them with me at dougbennett.co.uk.